These photographs were taken this morning, India time, 8 o'clock. And so just a few hours ago, all this was happening in Pandav Bhavan. And of course, usually we used to see the dadis come up from Shantivan to Pandav Bhavan, and they would then be there at the Tower of Peace and so on. And so it's been next generations. And for those who didn't realize, but all the decorations that were done with flowers. It's not painting or material or anything, but it's all done with flowers, mostly marigolds and roses. And this time, we always get photographs. It takes them about 3 nights. They work through the night and do other duties during the day. And it's cold, as you can imagine, and their hands get wet and cold. But we always get those photographs of the sisters and brothers making up the garlands and everything. But this time we also got photographs of Dadi Gulzar Upwan, the farm at the bottom of the mountain near the printing press. How many of you have seen that? Okay, those who haven't, next time you go to Madhuban, I recommend that you have a visit there. They've even got a helipad there. So technology is creeping in everywhere. But all the flowers, not the exotic flowers, but all the marigolds and roses, came from our own farm at the bottom of the mountain. Usually they come from Gujarat and Hyderabad. The exotic flowers come from Hyderabad because there are BKs who have a farm, flower farm there. So, a glimpse of Madhuban. And I'm sure that, especially with the avyakt signals that we've been receiving, and also the Dilaram Bhatti that's been going on, there's already been a very, very strong feeling of avyakt Baba being with us. Who's felt that? Brothers are too busy. But really, it's been a very strong sense this time, more so than most years. And I was trying to understand why, but it's the scene of the drama, I suppose. Baba focusing very much on yoga, and all of us also on that subject, and so all the materials that are coming through helping us with that. And of course, this is a time when the memories of Sakar Baba, Avyakt Bhaktada, are very much alive. And in particular, the memories of Baba in his last year of being Sakar, because that was a time when you could actually see the angel here on earth. Baba's here, but yet Baba's up above. Baba's somewhere else. And Baba's not making effort anymore, but you could see the result of the efforts that Baba had made over the 32, 33 year span prior to that. And so Baba very much sharing that light, but also Baba's drishti. Can you imagine how powerful Baba's own practice of soul consciousness must have been? Because Shiv Baba wasn't in that body all the time. Baba tells us this in the Murali. Yes, Brahma Baba would invoke him and he would come and then he would help whatever service it was that Baba wanted him to do. Children had come from here and there, and Brahma Baba wanted Shiv Baba to be present. So that happened, but also just that whenever Baba was sitting on his own in meetings or whatever else, individuals, Baba's drishti was so powerful that he would lift whoever it was into another dimension. And so the example that Baba has given us of a human being who made that transition into an angel is a very powerful one. But also the training that Baba gave his children, the immediate ones who were there with him, the dadis, they also, I think many of you have had powerful experiences of drishti, not just from Avyakt Bhaktada, but also from the dadis. Who's had that? The brothers didn't get drishti? I'm sure they did. And so, some saw Sakhar Baba, some saw Avyakt Bhaktada, and many, many saw the dadis. And so the drishti that the dadis gave, that also was extremely powerful. And we also saw in Dadi Janki the transition from a very powerful, strong yogi and a teacher to a mother, the embodiment of love, and the one who enjoyed music and dance. And you'd see her feet tapping away on her wheelchair. And she would also want us to dance, tell us, get up, why your body conscious, dance. And so Brahma Baba, and the one who taught the dadis. It's beautiful that the legacy of Brahma Baba continued all the way through the 20th century into the 21st century. And so the last of the dadis flew away last year, Dadi Ratan Moini. But also when she would take classes, and the last few years she was also more in silence. But the stories of Brahma Baba were also very, very clear in her mind. So we'd get stories from many different perspectives. Manohar Dadi, but also Dadi Janki, Dadi Prakashmani, Chandramani Dadi, Ratanmoini Dadi, all of them. And they would not just be sharing stories, but they'd be sharing what they had taken from Brahma Baba. Brahma's Baba, big and generous heart. Brahma Baba always wanting to give, never ever taking. My mother would take a very nice white cardigan to Madhuban and say, Baba, this is for you. And Baba would smile and Baba would touch it. And we would know that Baba wasn't going to wear it. Baba was going to donate it. So what did Baba keep for himself? Nothing. The cottage that Baba lived in, even today, is very simple. But at that time, it was not just simple, but tiny. The only space that Baba had was that little tiny space, Baba's room. And even that, the dadis would be able to walk in any time. Others, you would hesitate, but the dadis definitely. Baba's door was open and each one would be able to come in. Think about the qualities of leadership. And today there's many management schools giving training in leadership and things like this. But Baba left school age 15 and didn't go back to business school or any other type of school. But he learned all the lessons that a rich life would give. When I say rich, he met such a variety of people through his lifetime, right from kings and queens and all the others, all the way down the ranks. And so that whole experience of life and the variety of life is an incredible lesson to learn. And so Baba had many different experiences through his lifetime, before Gyan and after Gyan. But also, just imbibing Shiv Baba's lessons. And so one of the lines of the song that was being sung as we were seeing the slides, in that the line was, his saying and his doing were equal. And so one of the qualities of leadership, if you said something, you keep your word. You do it, you demonstrate it in your life. It's never just words, but it's the reality of your life. Another quality of leadership, equal vision. I saw Baba meet a very, very simple, and he looked old, but maybe he wasn't. But this is a story when it would have been around 1967, and we were in Baba's room, Daddy Jan came, my mother, myself, and Didi came in, and she said to Baba, "Baba, there's a farmer who wants to give you something." And Baba looked at us and said, "It's okay, children, you wait, you sit here." And this farmer came in, and his face was really, you know how the sun creates wrinkles, and so he'd been working his whole life out in the fields in the sun, and he had a little red knapsack, tiny, tiny, and he wanted to give it to Baba. So Baba gave him drishti, and then Baba took this, and it was rice and dal from his field. And he said to Baba, "Baba, can you please have this for bhog today for lunch with Shiv Baba?" And Baba smiled, and as he had opened it and seen it, he then gave it to Didi and said, "Didi, have this made for my lunch today." And the person was so pleased, so happy. And Baba then gave him some toli, and that's all the person wanted. Took the toli and he left. And Baba says, "It's in Baba's hands to create someone's fortune." And can you imagine? I don't know what the future of that soul is, and I wouldn't recognize the soul if he was still around or not around. No idea. So whether it was people from government, whether it was people who were supporting the yagya, or whether it was a simple farmer, Baba's drishti of equality for each and everyone was beautiful. Another time I heard Baba use this expression, "It's in Baba's hands to create someone's fortune," was in 1968, June, and Daddy had come to Madhuban, and she didn't go more than once a year because the body was not so well, and she never travelled anything except third class. And third class trains in those days meant you got the wooden slats, that's it, nothing else, no cushions, no mattresses, just that. And so she only came once a year usually. And so she's saying to Baba, "Baba, how am I going to create my fortune? I'm not traveling, I'm not teaching, I'm not able to do so much, my health is poorly." And Baba said, "Your fortune is in my hands. You don't have to worry about it." And then they were sitting in the little tiny room which is before Ishudadi's office, and people were walking around in the courtyard, and it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Baba said, "You see all these people here? They're all walking around because they had their lunch at 12 o'clock, then they had their siesta, and now they're already up and around and they're going for tea. And they're just going to chat or go for a walk. But Baba is going to tell them that Janak is going to take class every evening from now on. You don't have to go anywhere. Whoever comes to Madhuban, he will give them class here. And Baba will call all the teachers here so that they can learn from you. And at that point, we didn't have this system of morning class, evening class, Baba's Murali. And then if there were meetings, fine. But evening again, yoga and usually walks in the mountains. And then after that, again, Baba's Murali at night. And so Baba specially created this system. And of course, there was a need for it anyway. But it was beautiful how Baba's big heart and compassionate heart, and Baba made it as if he was doing it especially for Daddy. And so the creator of fortune. And then when, of course, at some point Baba came out, and there wasn't any Shanti Stambh at that time, no Tower of Peace. It was just, it wasn't even really flat ground. It was just basic, simple, muddy ground. And Baba pointed to where the bushes were, which is where Indraprastha now is. And Baba pointed to Indraprastha and said to Daddy, "This is where Baba will have a house built where you can come and stay. And then you can be here and give classes." And so Baba's vision about the place, but also Baba had already in mind the training center. And again, that didn't exist at that time, but the construction started a few months later in October. This was around June. And so at that time, again, that was bushes and garden. And so again, Baba said to Daddy, "You don't have to go here and there, but there'll be a training center here, and you'll be able to come and give training to the teachers first, but also to others." So Baba far-sighted, Baba compassionate, Baba with that vision of love and compassion for all, whoever, every single individual, but also at the same time, one particular thing that Avyakt Bhavdada mentioned. And of course, while Baba was Sakar, you hear a little bit about the value of Brahman Baba, the lucky chariot, the one soul who's always God's chariot. So that comes up in the Sakar Muralis, but not too much detail. But the Avyakt Muralis, they give us a lot of information about the effort that Brahman Baba was making and the results of those effort that we were seeing. And so Avyakt Bhavdada asked a question. What is it that Brahma Baba loved the most? And Baba said, his stage. Baba was always concerned about making a powerful stage that would keep him stable throughout, but also would be the anchor and the pillar for the whole family. And so, on the one side, generosity. Baba would be meeting people till 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock sometimes, if there was a need. And Baba would be meeting people right from early on. So, not that Baba was having extra time. Baba was busy. 1,000 things to think about, letters to write, things to plan, whatever. But yet, Baba's focus was on his stage, making the stage powerful and stable. And so yes, love for God, love for service, love for people. But first and foremost, with Shiv Baba, creating his own stage. So that's, for me, a powerful, powerful lesson this particular January. Om Shanti. And Sister Maureen and Sister Charu are going to come up and share.
Shanti. Jayanti Ben reminded various things, but this month has been very, very special, and what I found very, very special is the Dilaram points, the Bhatti points. And I just feel that these are not just for the month of January, but this can be just reminded again and again in order to create the stage, in order to have the various experiences. And it's like this also today especially felt very strong pull for Dadi Janki, because I felt that it's been very good fortune for me to be here and also to have that experience being with Dadi Janki, and she demonstrated so much that Baba did in Sakar days. Not Dadi only will just share whatever that Baba was doing and how Baba was, but actually Dadi Janki demonstrated, and we had that fortune of seeing that, and not just seeing it but also to feel that we can also implement in our life. And what I was just thinking that Baba's drawing attention on our thoughts, attitude, vibrations, words and actions, and how much am I actually practicing? Because to the extent that I'm practicing, I practice what Baba's saying, that is what's going to create the stage. Inside there is the thought that just want to be what Baba's saying, but all that depends on how I'm spending the time. And through the day, one does get many, many opportunities to demonstrate. But if I'm not so conscious, then I'm not able to do that, put it in practice. So really very strong message from the Dilaram points, especially really to focus on the self in order to create powerful drishti, because that's what Dadi did. Baba's drishti, but also Dadi Janki's drishti, all the Dadis and also seniors, it really helps a great deal. And Baba also wants not just for the self to take the benefit and experience Baba, but also Baba wants us to be the instruments for many souls who are still are in searching for Baba, to experience Baba's light. So very good reminder today also in the Murli too. Very powerful. Thank you, Baba.
Om Shanti. It's so special to be here celebrating with everyone on Baba's Day. And I was just remembering that when I first went to Madhuban, it was only 7 years after Baba left. It wasn't so long. And the Dadis would do everything to give us that Sakha experience. And I remember once when we played Holi with Baba, with Avyat Baba, and you had to be very gentle, just aim at Baba's chest and Baba would be very gentle. And then afterwards I asked Lakshu Dadi, did you play Holi like this with Sakha Baba? And she looked at me, she said, it's because we played with Sakha Baba that we're playing with Avyat Baba. I said, oh yes. And so all those experiences, and Daddy did tell me once, one day you'll remember how Baba walked, sorry, I shouldn't be sharing this, how Baba walked and talked with you. And I have the feelings, but even this morning in Amrit Vela, I said, Baba, is this the day? Today, will it come back? So that feeling of being... in fact, before I came to Madhuban, I was a bit unsure about Brahma Baba, and I always apologize when I say this. And I went to Madhuban within 3 months or so. But literally, the moment I stepped foot in Pandavabhavan, I felt his presence and the relationship. And so, as I was saying, I think last Sunday, that, you know, how much Baba is close to us, Baba is involved with all of us personally, and when we hold Baba's hand, we are always, always safe. Om Shanti. And I have some announcements. So, I think I have to announce that so we'll be offering Bhog now to Baba, and after Bhog we'll be having combined Murali. We'll be together for Murali, and that if necessary there is an overflow in the conference hall, and I'm not sure if anybody's in the conference hall already. If you are, then just acknowledging you and Om Shanti to you, and of course Om Shanti and hello to everyone who's online watching and listening. But yes, if necessary, there is the overflow and video in the conference hall. If you need translation for the Murali, Sister Jenti will read in English, in Hindi, of course, sorry. And if you need translation into English or Tamil, then I hope you've downloaded the QR code or downloaded the app, and you can then hear, so you need your mobile and your earpiece. If you're having difficulty, then signal, and I believe two people are there to help you, Shantanu and Anna. Where's Anna? Hello. One at the back, one at the front. Oh, there's a message. Okay. Okay. So, okay, please select Wi-Fi name. So once you've downloaded it, please select Wi-Fi name translation. No password required. And if you want the link, it's start.bkconnect.net. If you haven't downloaded the QR code, from the QR code, start.bkconnect.net. Okay? And otherwise, signal for help. And those joining on the webcast who need English translation, then please switch to the translation channel for Murali. After Murali, for those who didn't receive after Amrit Vela, then you can take the special Tuli blessing and booklet for the day. The theme, as you've seen, is stepping into complete purity with unity, trust, and surrender. And the program will begin in the auditorium here at 10:20. It'll go till 12 noon. So please be present, 12:20 to 12 noon, and again, overflow in the conference hall if needed. And if you haven't already done so, in between, before, after, please visit the different rooms for beautiful experiences. Baba's room, the lovely experience in Baba's heart. In the seminar room, a gift to the elements. So all the elements are represented in the seminar room. The conference hall is the hall of trust, and there are different journeys of transformation you can go on. And in Diamond House reception, you can be surrendered in love. Keep the booklet with you as you go around. Study it, write in it, use it. Read Baba's words, the questions, the activity. There's an activity for each room, and make it your own. So let us have a wonderful morning together, and then there'll be more announcements after Murli. Om Shanti. Thank you. This morning, when I went into the kitchen to see the preparations that are being made for the day, I asked one of the mothers, what time did you come? And a group of them came at 2:30 a.m. to prepare things for Baba and all of us.